I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Chicago's public health commissioner says she's worried about the more contagious Delta variant spreading among unvaccinated people. Dr. Allison Arwady says some Chicago neighborhoods only have about 30% of residents fully vaccinated and vulnerable to a potential surge. She's also worried about an increase in cases among kids and people in their 20s and 30s. The watchdog for the Illinois legislature is resigning. She cites her lack of authority to conduct her own investigations of alleged wrongdoing by state lawmakers. WBEZ's Tony Arnold reports.
In her resignation letter, Legislative Inspector General Carol Pope sharply rebukes an ethics package that is awaiting action from the governor. Pope says the proposal does not give her what the office needs, the ability to open investigations that she wants to pursue, or the ability to unilaterally issue subpoenas. She writes that the office, quote, has no real power to affect change or shine a light on ethics violations. Her resignation comes as the State House is embroiled in an ongoing federal corruption investigation that's led to indictments of lobbyists, lawmakers, and the former House Speaker's chief of staff. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.
A private group is awarding $3 million in grants to more than three dozen groups and sites nationally to help preserve landmarks linked to Black history. They include Roberts Temple at 40th and State Street in Chicago. A large crowd gathered there in 1955 for the funeral of Emmett Till. He was a 14-year-old boy who was lynched while on a visit to Mississippi. The funding is from the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. It was formed in response to the deadly racial violence 4 years ago in Charlottesville, Virginia. Other recipients include a consortium of civil rights sites and Black churches in Alabama and work to establish a heritage trail in Colorado. Chicago aldermen will wait at least a few more days to consider the sale of the long-vacant Michael Reese Hospital site. The City Council Housing Committee was expected to take up the $97 million sale of the land to a team of developers yesterday. The chair, Harry Osterman, says the committee will hold off till early next week to discuss. The group purchasing the site wants to build a mega development with housing, retail, and a health innovation hub. If you have something to say about how Chicago's next ward map should look, an independent commission is asking for your input. WBEZ's Claudia Morrell reports.
It's a process that happens once every 10 years after the census. The city's 50 aldermen gather in a room. They fight over political boundaries, cut up neighborhoods, and create oddly shaped wards to suit their needs. But Mike Strode with the Chicago Advisory Redistricting Commission says that way leaves out a critical stakeholder, you. The resident.
We are calling on people from all over Chicago, from every neighborhood and every ward currently, to come tell us about their communities. We all want and we all deserve a bigger say, more of a say in what our communities look like and how they have representation.
The first hearing is this Friday night in North Lawndale. Claudia Morrell, WBEZ News.
Chicago housing officials want to collect contact information from landlords whose tenants can't pay rent due to the COVID pandemic. The measure has gotten preliminary approval from aldermen and needs full city council approval. Housing Commissioner Marisa Novara says a registry will help the city distribute a huge windfall of federal money available for emergency rental assistance. A man who pleaded guilty to setting a Chicago police car on fire during last summer's civil unrest will avoid jail time. A federal judge has sentenced Jacob Fagundo to 3 years probation and ordered him to pay $58,000 to replace the police vehicle. Federal prosecutors had asked the judge to sentence Fagundo to about a year in prison. Weather today, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 81, rainy tonight and a low of 68. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.